Welcome you to our Happy New Year's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, NORWALK.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And oh my gosh, what a great last couple of weeks for Facebook. And I just posted all kinds of really cool stuff. So we'll talk about that in a moment. Anyway, it is January 1st. It's New Year's Day. And we are live as it is the first Sunday of the new year and the first Sunday of January, and that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we have a little last-minute glitch, so we're starting off the new year, I think, in the retrograde cycle. No, that's okay. We will be chatting with our regulars, although Meow Cat Rescue and Marilyn Hendrickson is out of town and without cell reception. So we'll be on our own here in the first hour. Anyway, as always, our incredible production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here and keeping us on the air and everything working wonderfully. So good morning, Nathan, and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you too, Martha.
And he comes with sound effects and everything. Cool. So Happy New Year. How the heck are you in this new year?
I'm doing well.
All right. Did you
great
have a
start
nice
to 2023?
Yeah. I'm delighted to say that we're having like just normal, crummy sort of weather. You know, it's cloudy, it's overcast, it's raining on and off, temperatures in the 40s. And I'm like delighted. It's like, that's like, okay, that's, I can handle that.
You know, I'm looking out the window and thinking to myself, there's a lot of fog out there. But then I just remembered that last night, the Space Needle and, of course, Union, a bunch of places shot off a bunch of fireworks. So that's just like little leftover smoke from the fireworks, I think.
Do you think? Did you watch the New Year's at the Needle last night and then the fireworks at midnight?
I caught some bits and pieces of it.
Oh, okay. So I guess I have to remember you're younger than I am, and you probably actually do something on New Year's Eve. It's one of those times that I stay home with my animals. I have to say the neighborhood did not disappoint. The fireworks started here in the afternoon.
Everybody was wishing you a happy 8:05 p.m.
Well, it's the fireworks started up here in the afternoon, but I have to say it totally caught me by surprise. I had kind of just spaced the fact that, you know, New Year's Eve and fireworks happen, and there were some fireworks stands in Monroe and that sort of thing, but I hadn't really thought about it. And the funny thing was yesterday I stayed home to work at home because after Christmas, I got really into business. Was kind of slow, as it often is in the holidays. People are doing other things for Christmas and so forth. But once you get past Christmas, then I get a lot more requests as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and to help people, and getting puppies around Christmas time is not unusual for people. So anyway, I had a lot of backed up phone calls that I had to return and do phone evaluations and get people set up for sessions. So I was doing that yesterday. I was on the phone like all day, all afternoon, talking to people. And I was in the middle of a phone evaluation, talking to a new client that about how I work and all of that. And Robbie was out in the yard, and you know, it's just an overcast day and rain on and off and you know, tolerable normal weather, none of the extremes that we've had. And so I wasn't thinking about it. And then all of a sudden, I hear this huge explosion that, like, one of those huge explosions that kind of shakes the foundation, sort of. You know, I mean, my neighborhood does those half stick of dynamites and that kind of stuff. Anyway, this huge explosion outside, and that sets off Robbie, and he starts barking like crazy. And I'm talking to my, you know, I'm on the phone with my client, I'm going, oh my gosh, there was this huge explosion. And it's really set Robbie off, you know, hang on just a second. I got to go call him and all of it. And so she said, wow, what do you think it is? You know, thunder. And I said, well, no, we're not having a storm. And I don't know, but it's a huge explosion. So I went out and got, you know, called Robbie in and then finished up my phone call and stuff. And after I hung up the phone, I felt like so stupid. It was like, Martha, that was just wake up. It's New Year's Eve and we're starting this afternoon. I mean, didn't even occur to me that it was, you know, a big, you know, have, you know, M80 or whatever it is that they set off that rocks your socks off. And so that was the beginning yesterday afternoon, and it went on all afternoon and all evening into the night. Lots and lots of bangs and fireworks around here, but you know, at least it was it's not legal, but you know, it happens anyway, and at least it started the afternoon, and then it ended a little bit after midnight, and you know, that's at least tolerable for me and my animal friends. At least it didn't go on for, you know, days, and sometimes like it does for 4th of July, and it goes on for the several days. So anyway, we had lots of fireworks, but like I said, it caught me by surprise, and I didn't realize that first explosion was the first firework of the day. So after that, I was okay, but I can't believe I was so, it was like, what was that? The world is blowing up. Anyway, did you have lots of fireworks around where you are?
You know, actually, my neighborhood was pretty tame this year. They waited until exactly midnight to shooting off fireworks, and of course they had the ones that go up in the air and explode, and normally we would start hearing them at like 9 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock or earlier, because it's winter time and the sun goes down earlier. But this year is like, once midnight hit, all of a sudden I can hear like the little mortars launch out of their launchers, and then, all right, here they come, and then boom, 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 boom. There was fireworks all over, and then it probably lasted about, I want to say, 10, 15 minutes, and then it got very quiet again.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. So did you do anything special for New Year's Eve?
Not really. I just went to my church, and we had a fun bingo night.
Ah, okay. Now that sounds
like
So we
got to enjoy some good Vietnamese soup and play some bingo. Didn't win anything, but it was all fun.
All right. All right. I used to always go to the New Year's celebration, you know, at the Blue Lotus Temple and you know, the Ananda, New Year's Eve. But they were closed. They closed the temple for the week between Christmas and New Year's. And I think I haven't talked to anybody about it, but I was kind of assuming that normally New Year's Eve isn't Saturday night, and then you have a service first thing in the morning, you know, guys. So I think it's probably hard, you know, the ministers are be there at midnight and all, because we used to bring in the New Year at the temple before the pandemic, mm-hmm. and then the pandemic, and then it was only online for a while, and then I think they did it in person last year, although I joined online. Anyway, they didn't do it this year because, you know, they're having a service today. So it was me and Robbie and the kiddies doing New Year's Eve here at home. And I have to say, the other thing that occurred to me is that I think I enjoyed, I don't know about you, but I enjoyed this holiday season, the Christmas and New Year's, and especially the build up to New Year's this last week, more than I have for a while. Especially, and I got to thinking about it, why is this New Year's different? And what I realized was that last year, there was a lot of other stuff going on at the time. There was a lot of political turmoil going on at the end of December, building up to January 6th, okay, last year. And so I think maybe I was like a lot of people, my focus was elsewhere on, you know, what's happening with the country and what's going on and with the election and all of that, that I was more wrapped up in that than being able to really enjoy the season. And, you know, we don't have that kind of turmoil going on right now. I mean, we got political turmoil, but it's shifted. So I really had a much better week in terms of I was able, instead of having to pay attention to what's going on, you know, currently and news and the world and all of that, I was able to watch, you know, a lot of the networks and a lot of the cable things do great shows about 2022 and all the things that happened during the year and I got to watch a lot of those kind of things and this week, and I really enjoyed it. It was like amazing. Wow, so much happened during this year. And I don't know about you, Nathan, but I am more than ready to just wish 2022 goodbye and be done with all of that. And I'm really looking forward to moving into 2023. And I got an email last night from friend Rhonda, who does the website for Animal World and so forth. And we were checking in about that, but she said, you know, I have a sense that the new year, 2023, is going to be a really good year. And she said, it feels like it's going to be a gentle, great in ease, and there's going to be a grace and an ease in this year. Now, I don't know if that's true, but, you know, I decided I think I want her to be right. And wouldn't that be lovely to just to have a really wonderful, gentle, peaceful year of ease, and that everything is wonderful. Anyway, so let's just think really good, positive thoughts, and let's escort out the new year and the old year and bring in the new year and think wonderful thoughts that it's going to be the best year ever. And we get rid of a lot of the crazy stuff.
One of my pool teammates told me, this is actually a pretty neat quote that he said, got to think about it for a second, but once you do think about it, it starts to make sense. But I think he said, may your best day of 2022 become your worst day of 2023. Now, does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah. That means 2023 is going to be really, really good. Yeah. Okay, I like that. So may your worst day of
May your best day of
2022 be your worst day of 2023.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that does make sense. I like that. That's a good wish. So I wish that for you. And of course we get to hear the great, you know, Jingle Cats and Dogs doing Auld Lang Syne. It's my favorite recording of Auld Lang Syne, and I love to hear it. And that's what we'll be playing during the show today, because Nathan has to lock them up again for another year. So other than current events, the Jingle Cats and Dogs will be resting for the rest of the year until we get to the holiday season again. But sure has been fun with listening to them, and that's always the sadder part for me is we don't get to hear the Jingle Cats all the time. But
this is our last week.
Yeah. But it makes it more special when we finally get to the holiday season again next year. So it sure has been fun, and we'll get to enjoy them a couple more times before we say total goodbye to 2022. Alrighty, so I think there's a lot of stuff to talk about here before we get to Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends. Sunday, we will be talking to Eileen from Help Animals India. In the second hour, we will be talking to Laura and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and Sita at the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in the last hour of the show. But I've got a lot of stuff to chat about this hour, so let's do what we need to do and get us officially started, and then we'll take care of advertisers, and then I got a big list for us here. And alrighty, so if you haven't been here when we start the show, I always begin by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be our beloved Saint Francis. And got a couple, because it's Sunday, got a couple of little Saint Francis prayers we start with, and then a pile of affirmations we do to get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week. And we're starting the year off right with these prayers and affirmations. So you need to know that whether or not you participate with me in this part of the show is voluntary. So you can say these prayers and affirmations along with me, or you cannot. It's totally up to you. I start with a little St. Francis, the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. So here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, and now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, now, we have a few affirmations here that I do, and they've all been contributed by some members of the Animal World family. And again, you can participate with me or not. I say them out loud three times, and you can do that. And I know a lot of you use them at home every day like I do. They're all very powerful, which is why I do them. And again, you can join us or not. Now, this first affirmation we do for ourselves, and some of them we do for our Animal World family as kind of a collective here. So this one is for ourselves. Here we go, three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two. This one comes from our wonderful Best and Energy Codes practitioner, Linda Rasmussen. One of the affirmations that she often uses, and it's so powerful that we do it every week. And I find this really shifted the abundance in my life. I hope it will in yours too. Three times, here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this one comes from the Ananda Institute, the Italian division. And this is the affirmation that I use to go out in the world with to spread health and well-being rather than go out in fear and worry. So we do this for ourselves as a collective again. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter and helps us kind of stay in alignment with what's going on. I'm doing a better job with this. And I say this one for my animal friends as well. And I think it helps us all, except I wasn't tuned into the explosion yesterday. I probably didn't do this affirmation enough. Here we go with this one. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then we conclude this group of affirmations with the Ananda Warrior of Light spiritual affirmation, and this is the one that we spread love and light all over the world, and it's real important for us to lift the vibration. I like to think we're making a difference, and here we go with that. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Alrighty then, we are all spiritualized up and ready to go, and let us take care of advertisers and sort of stay on schedule here, and then we got lots to talk about when we come back, and it is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday stay with us. We're here till noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? love, or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Listen to the jingle cats and dogs for 3 hours. I'd be happy. Oh, if you could see Nathan singing along, he's mouthing along. What do you call it? He's karaoke.
Howling.
Yeah. All right. Oh, how fun. Love those jingle cats. All righty then. So we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we will talk to them live today at 11:30. So we'll find out about all the great stuff coming up in this new year at Ananda. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, why don't you consider joining our Animal World family of advertisers? We'd love to sign you up for the new year. We got great deals, and you get interview on the show and links on the website and all that good stuff. So if you're interested, just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can give me a call after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty then, Nathan, you flashed me a partner. I should tell everybody that, the first Sunday of the month, I've gotten in the habit now of Zooming in from home. I don't come into the studio every week. I will be in the studio next week, of course, with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. But Nathan just finally flashed me a picture of what's going on down there around the studio, and looking at the windows, my gosh, you weren't kidding. You are totally socked in fog-wise down there.
It is kind of blowing a little bit north now. You can
I was going to say, it looks it's even different in the last
I-90.
Couple minutes. It is lightning. It looks like it is clearing out. But it's interesting because there's no fog in my world up here right now. So, but, you know, when you said... You reminded us that from the smoke from the fireworks and stuff, and maybe this was left over from last night, but it did remind me, and I think about this, it happens a lot of the time, you know, at midnight here in the greater Seattle area anywhere, our big live celebration is down at the Space Needle, and they shoot off all the fireworks, you know, off the Space Needle. And a couple of things this year, the first thing, and I don't know that there's anything they can ever do about this, but when there isn't enough wind to keep the air moving, the smoke from the fireworks is so thick and heavy that I find you can't really see the fireworks. All you see is the smoke from the fireworks around the Space Needle. That's why I was asking you if you watched Nathan last night. I watched the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it you couldn't see because the smoke is so thick around Space Needle, and there apparently was no wind to blow any of it away. So I don't know if they can ever do anything about that, but it I don't know. It seemed, you know, it's kind of like you can't really see how great it is because there's so much smoke.
That's just something that is a risk factor when you're putting on a fireworks show that big. But one thing they did have on the Space Needle, though, that was really cool, I noticed, was they had little laser lights going from the sides of the Space Needle up and down. And you could see those to greater effect because they were going through the smoke and you can see the beams.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, there was something else new this year. Did you see the drones?
I did.
Because we had drones this year, and I think the drones are very cool. In fact, I would vote for drones. If it were up to me, I'd say let's do drone display and not the fireworks, because then we wouldn't pollute all that smoke and stuff. But there was also a glitch with the drones. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. Well, if you watched the whole thing, it was real obvious that something was wrong, because they were hyped up. You know, the drones are going to be the countdown to the fireworks starting.
Uh-huh.
Well, when it all started, it's like, where are the drones? Where's the countdown? There was no countdown. There were no drones. So somehow somebody messed up the detail. And I don't know who, but I wouldn't want to be whoever it was. The timing was off and the drones didn't start on time. So there were the drones that didn't do the countdown and all of that. And then the fireworks started. And then maybe a couple of minutes into the display, then the drones started. So it was a little weird if you were watching, because when the fireworks started, it was actually midnight. And so the celebration began, but then the fireworks continued. And then 2 minutes later, the drones are up in the air and the countdown starts. So the fireworks have already been going off for a couple minutes, and then the countdown, you know, 10, 9, 8, because the drones were lighted up to do this in the sky. And so the big countdown, and then anyway, so that happened a couple, 3 minutes after the display began. So it didn't make any sense at the time. And so then when the firework display was over and the fireworks stopped on the Space Needle, the drones continued. So the fireworks were done, but the drones kept doing it. And then it took a couple more minutes to get to the end of the drone display, which ended up with a big, you know, Happy New Year 2023. But it was like a couple minutes too late. And so it really, the TV anchors, on King 5, who, you know, were doing the show, they were all confused. And anyway, so it made for some interesting live TV. Of course, we're used to live radio and live, you know, and last minute snafus and all that, but they had a big one because the timing was off. And even though, I mean, the drones were great and the combination of them will be great, but they had an oops the first year. So maybe next year, if they do the drones again, that at least they'll get the timing right.
Of course, the year I don't watch it on TV live is when all this entertainment happens.
Yep. So you had to be there. But the drones were late, but it was still a great show. And so
and if it's
any indication of how 2023 is going to go, maybe we're not going to be in quite alignment, everything in balance with each other. And we might be a little early or late, depending on which side you're on. But anyway, so the drones were cool, but the timing was off.
And I've seen those drone shows before, especially at a Mariners game when they do post-game fireworks. One of the ones I went to, they had a drone show to go with the fireworks. They are really cool, like just how precise they can be in the air and programmed to create this imagery. And it really does bring a nice complement to the fireworks in a way that like a TV screen or projector cannot do.
Yeah, and I think I saw them for the first time, and I think they became really popular. It was a while ago on, do you ever watch the show America's Got Talent?
Mm-hmm.
I think they made their major debut on that show. And boy, it was really impressive. The show they put on, you know, to compete in America's Got Talent, and they went very, very long way in the competition because they were very good. But I think that's when the drone displays really started to become popular, when everybody realized what they were all about. But yeah, it was really good.
And you remember that really strange augmented reality virtual needle show that they had maybe like 2 years ago?
Something vague in my mind is rattling around, but I don't remember the details.
It was only on TV. They didn't do any actual fireworks at the needle, but they put augmented, like these imagery things that kept popping up on the screen. So imagine that, but actually live in person. That's what the drones can do.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to see what happens in the future. But anyway, the drones were cool. They just were late, late to the party. Okay, so let's see. Some timing-related stuff I want to talk to you about. Recently, at least in the last couple weeks, over the holidays, there's been a lot of posting on my Nextdoor network. If you do Nextdoor on online, it's a great group to find out what's going on in your neighborhood. But I've been aware that there have been a lot of postings recently about stray dogs, usually, there's often, you know, stray cats as well, but mostly about dogs running around and loose. And then it occurred to me last night with the fireworks and so forth, that will often, you know, trigger dogs, you know, get out of the yard and run around. Anyway, the problem is that people post about finding these dogs in their yards, and they put up pictures and all of that. And then when they're having a little trouble, you know, finding owners and that sort of thing, it's like, well, what are we going to do? And then there's always a lot of discussion with, oh, well, don't take them to the county or the city shelters because they might be put to sleep. Take them to a private shelter because they're no kill. So I want, because it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, I wanted to update y'all, make sure you all understand this. Private, nonprofit, you know, no kill shelters like our Meow Cat Rescue, Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville, Seattle Humane, Perfect Pals, all of the private no kills, Posado, Safe Haven. They are not allowed by law to take in stray animals. Okay. It's not legal for them to take them in. So you can't take them there. The only animals they can accept are owner surrenders. So if you don't want your dog friend anymore, you can take them to the no-kill shelters. They can take an owner surrender. But because the idea behind this is to, if these lost animals have owners, they want to make it as easy as possible for people to find them. So lost and stray animals need to go to the city or county, you know, shelters. So in my neck of the woods, it's Snohomish County and it's Everett Animal Shelter. That's the official shelter. So often on Nextdoor, there's talk about, well, don't take them to Everett Animal Shelter. They might get killed. Go to one of the no-kill shelters. But you need to know that pretty much, and especially in particular, Everett Animal Shelter these days is a no-kill shelter. Even though, you know, it's an official shelter, it is a no-kill shelter because they've connected up with all of the private, nonprofit no-kill shelters. So if they get overwhelmed with too many dogs or cats, the local nonprofits will take some of the animals in, you know, to their facilities. And so the Everett Animal Shelter is not a kill shelter anymore. And that pretty much applies to, you know, most of the official, like Kent, the shelter there in Seattle, And they pretty much are no kill anymore because all of the shelters work together to make sure that doesn't happen. So just so you know, if you find a stray or wayfaring dog or cat and you need to take it to a facility, you've got to go to either Everett Animal Shelter or Animal Control in Kent or Seattle Animal Control, because they're the only ones that legally can take in strays. Does that make sense? And what are you smiling at, Nathan?
Sorry, I was just pulling up the video of the drones on the...
Seeing
what was going on. And
oh, seeing that they were late?
Yes.
Okay.
So sorry, a little off topic on my end.
No. So you caught up. So you could see what the problem was.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good 2 minutes into the show where they just start, going 10, like, what? 9, mm-hmm. 8.
Right. So at the time, I'm thinking, what? What do they count? Is it really midnight now? And it wasn't 2 minutes ago. But then, and then when it went on after we figured it out that the drones were just late. All righty. So just remember, stray animals need to go to the official shelters, but they are no longer kill shelters anyway. So you don't have to worry about that. And it looks like, gosh, we're getting a break in the extreme weather. And man, I think I've went through a whole year of stuff just in this last couple weeks or so. I've never had so many power outages. I had a 17-hour power outage, a 3-hour, a 2-hour, a 13-hour. And I'm hoping that we're done with all of that stuff and for this winter. But it looks like we've just got kind of more of the same going on. And I think it's going to even get drier and nicer. Maybe the sun's going to poke out in the next few days. Isn't that true, Nathan? You're still laughing. Are you still watching the drones?
Now I'm at the tail end part of it. And
oh, when the drones just go on. And
just images just keep popping up. Like, all right, it's like a little after party going on.
Right. And then the end, you see what was time to go with the finale, was 2023 and welcome to 2020 and all that stuff. But that happens after the fireworks are over for a few minutes.
Yeah. It's all quiet, then suddenly, happy 2023.
Yeah, it's like, where did that come from? Okay, all righty. Okay, so weather-wise, we're good. Are we not at least going through this next week or so?
Slowly increasing rain throughout the week as it goes on. We'll get a little dry spell for the next couple days. So looks like maybe Tuesday night, the rain starts to increase its chances to be here. And going to be pretty wet towards the end of the week.
All righty. And let's see. So looking at the time, let's go ahead and keep on schedule. Hey, I have an update for you on Hummer feeder heaters. And I also am going to tell you, I've got some stuff. Anyway, we are going to take care of advertisers. It is the most important part of the show because without them, there is no show. So listen, support them, thank them, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now,
would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
The Norwalk, and we are, gosh, already winding down the first hour of this week's Happy New Year edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Okay, lots of news. We heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen, our best neuroenergetic balancer, and he is... always offers a free telephone evaluation if you would like to chat with him about how he can help your animal friends and you with the best work that he does. And you go to the website healingministryforanimals.com and click on the contact link to arrange that call. However, I'm going to let you know, give you a heads up, because he sent out a notice over the Christmas holiday that he's giving away a free Zoom session. And he sent it out to his mailing list, but he said anyone we told, he would give a free Zoom session and teach you how to do a reset on your animals. And so I figure I'm telling you all about it so you can get a free Zoom session with Dr. Nils. But he said in his email that he wanted to get them all done in January. So if you're interested in a free Zoom session with Dr. Nils, you can go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, and say, Martha sent me for a free Zoom session. But you better do it like right away this week to get scheduled. And of course, next Sunday is the second Sunday of the month already. And Dr. Nils and his sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio and will be doing free remote treatments and so forth. And we'll find out from him at that point if he's going to... give away more to us or not. But if you want to take advantage of it, you can call, you can contact him this week at healingministryforanimals.com and tell him that Martha sent you for a free Zoom session. All righty. Then we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center, which is now in her home in the Shoreline area. Much better location. Absolutely fabulous healing chamber. And the sound chamber, absolutely wonderful. Well, Jude did two wonderful videos, sound videos for us. One was for the winter solstice, so towards the end of December. And then she just did a new sound healing video to bring us into attunement for the new year. So she just posted that. So I wanted to let you know. Now you can access those videos at Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or since I figured I shared them and I've posted them on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. So if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, then the first post, I believe, is the new New Year's Attunement sound healing video with Jude. And it's free and it's right there on Facebook. And then you can scroll down a little bit if you enjoy that one. And you can do the Winter Solstice one as well. But it's really neat to watch the videos. because you can see Jude in doing the gongs and all of that, and feel the vibrations and get an attunement for the new year. So you'll find that. Go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Alrighty then. Gosh. I wanted to let you know that I told you I was going to add a second hummingbird feeder heater because it was so cold, and I wanted to have a heated one in on both sides of the house. And I got my original one from the Wild Bird store in Monroe before Leanne closed that store. And so I was, but they have them online now on Amazon, and they look exactly the same as what I have, and the picture is exactly the same. Well, I have not been successful with the ones I've ordered on Amazon, and that's what I wanted to warn you about. I have the first one I ordered. The picture looks exactly like I've got on the same kind of feeder. When it came, it was twice as big, so it would not work on all of my feeders. And the most critical part to make it work was missing. So I'd return that. So I ordered another one from a different vendor that looked the same. Well, that just came. And it had parts missing as well and was exactly the same as the other one and too big and all of that. So twice I've ordered from two different vendors on Amazon, and the heaters are not the same and parts are missing. So I don't know if I'm going to try a third vendor. I think I'm going to call around to Wild Birds and see if I can find one locally so I can go and make sure it's the right size. But anyway, I just wanted to warn you. I've struck out on ordering the hummingbird feeder heaters from Amazon, and they come from some other country on the planet that I don't even recognize the country and where it's from. But they're cheaply packaged and parts missing. And anyway, so I've not been real thrilled with that. We've had a lot of storms, and I just got a little message to share this with you. I was really fortunate with this round of all the wind storms we had. You know, all the power outages I had, so we had huge wind and all of that. And I'm in the middle of the forested area, and I have 100 to 150 foot trees all around my house and all around the perimeter of my property. And I'll tell you that finally I was able this last week just before New Year's to get all the storm cleanup and all the debris and cut up the branches and limbs and get everything into burn piles and all that sort of stuff. So my cleanup is finally all done for round one of all these storms that we've had. But I was thinking how fortunate I was, because I was thinking, boy, the trees have really cooperated nicely, and there was no damage and nothing came down. So, but what I do, and I wanted to share with you, it's a little woo-woo stuff, but, I teach interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. You can talk to animals when you know how to do it. They get the pictures in your mind and feel what you're feeling. Well, that kind of communication works with anything that's alive, including plants and animals, and you know, there've been wonderful books written on the secret life of plants, and we know that if you talk to a plant as opposed to if you don't, it will be healthier and do better. So bottom line is, I talk to my trees, and I've been doing this for a long time, and so I've not had any damage. And I'll tell you what I do is that I talk to my trees all the time, but particularly I warn them about weather. So I will talk to the trees when a storm is coming, and I'll tell them, you know, the temperature is going down, or we're expecting snow, or big winds are coming, or freezing, or whatever is going on. I warn the trees. And then what I tell them, and as I'm saying this, I just imagine it in my mind. And what I tell them is to get their standing tall and strong roots going down and grabbing to the core of Mother Earth, getting their standing tall and strong spines and limbs ready and to be flexible. And so I imagine them being flexible and talk about their standing tall and strong spines, limbs, and roots down to the core of Mother Earth. And knock on wood, you know, And then I tell them, if you need to drop something, it's okay. And I tell them, just drop it in the open areas. Just drop away from the house, from the cat run, from the shed, from the fire. Just drop in the open areas. And by golly, all the years, 12 years I've been here, everything that's dropped is dropped in an open area or in a way that it hasn't damaged anything. And we've been just fine. So I like to think it makes a big difference. And anyway, so I just got a little message, share that with you. So if you got big trees, talk to them. It makes a difference. All righty. Now, I want to say, Nathan, have you been to Animal World on Facebook lately and checked that out?
I have it open here right now.
Okay, some really, really cool stuff that I posted. The first post is the New Year's Attunement with Jude. You can see that. And then, an incredible picture of white cats with blue and yellow eyes. Can you see that photo, Nathan?
Yeah.
Is that incredible?
It looks
like,
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, unbelievable photograph. And then have you ever seen a ghost bird?
Ghost bird. Are you supposed to see them?
Well, yeah, scroll down.
I mean, if
down,
they're a ghost, you're not supposed to see them, right? I guess, you could see them.
Well,
if they
I know,
appear.
But I guess they just call them a ghost bird. But is that the weirdest looking bird you've ever seen?
Let me see. Oh, yeah. At first, I thought it was an owl.
I know, I did too. But it's apparently a South American ghost bird.
Wow.
Okay, now then scroll down from there. Then the next post is from Foods Pets Die For, the truth about petfood.com. It is their 2022 in pet food report. So this is a comprehensive report of all that went down in the pet food industry in 2022, the recalls and everything. And it's a really good review. So if you want to get caught up on everything you need to know about pet food in this country, that's the 2022 in pet food from the year in review in pet food, truthaboutpetfood.com. That's on there. And then my happy new year, your mom liked this one, Nathan.
You see my happy new year?
Is that cute? This cartoon, it's a squirrel standing on a bench, standing up on its hind legs, spreading its arms out and looking up at the sky. And the print over at the top, it says, "Thank you, Lord." And then below it says, "As the world gets crazier, the nuts get easier to find." Well, that just cracked me up. And it's so true. Anyway, so loved that one. And and then I'm on a roll with peacocks, Nathan.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that.
Now, so another really good video of peacocks. I mean, a few posts down, there's the red peacocks. I didn't know they came in red. Then there was a very cool albino with some color on it. Now, this latest one starts out with, just beautiful. And a true albino, all albino. But when you get to the end of this little video, Nathan, there's a very unusual color. And that's the green on this one. Are you watching these peacocks? Oh, my gosh, that's just incredible.
I'm trying to find the albino one. That one's further down, isn't it? I'm seeing that's like the Seahawk colors. Green and blue.
Yeah, no, you want the one that's just below the squirrel and the New Year's witch.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at.
Okay, there's a true albino in that one.
Okay.
But then the last peacock that comes up on that clip is a gray. It's totally gray until it opens its tail, and then inside the tail, it's all orange. So it's a gray and orange peacock. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I see that one.
Can you see that one?
Yeah.
So any of you guys that don't do Facebook, here's a good reason to do it. All the great posts that I put up there. Very, very cool. All righty. Well, that looks like all that we have time for right now. And getting ready for New Year's resolutions, I hope. And I'm thinking a really good one tip on New Year's resolutions just for everybody. And I heard a really good one online. It's a lot of times we do really general ones. I want to exercise more, or I want to eat less, or that sort of thing. The recommendation was make them more specific. Instead of saying, I want to exercise more, I'll work out for 20 minutes, 5 days a week, or, you know, Monday through Friday. Get more specific with your resolutions. And I just wanted to suggest a resolution today for Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. How about you make a resolution to donate to at least one of our rescues or sanctuaries every month for the rest of the year? Even if it's just $5, every little bit helps. So how about a resolution to donate to the animals? Coming up. All right. We are going to close out hour number one here, fire up hour number two. And it's going to be a shorter break than usual because we are just going to do Auld Lang Syne and celebrate the new, letting go of the old year, bringing in the new one with the Jingle Cats. And I thought when I said, well, maybe I just won't do the energization prayer. But I got, no, you can energize up the Auld Lang Syne. It's not really a dance tune, but we can sing along with it and reminisce and visualize a great year to come and energize that up for us today. So I'm going to do our energization prayer and so that Auld Lang Syne will give us the juice. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via Auld Lang Syne and the Jingle Cats. Happy 2023. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We'll be right back.